Okay, so Boris is our third way in before he arrives.
Uh-huh.
You'll recall that for a while I did the wrestler.
Hello, I'm welcome
to the wrestler. And then the cowboy.
Yeah.
And then the jester. Boris is our third.
Uh-huh.
So we need a new bit, because he's done all of them.
Right.
So you have four options.
Oh.
I'm calling this one the bootlegger. Like a use guys, see? Type of a character. Sure. We have the New Yorker. Hey, I'm walking here! We got the surfer bro, like, it's all good, man. It's Bruce Day Tuesday. And option four is Tyler's Choice.
Oh, Tyler's Choice. I think the New Yorker is really funny. But I don't know if Boris will do it.
He definitely will. The thing about Boris is he's like... among people that are game, he's the gamest fucking guy.
Oh, okay. Good
to know. He's game to a fault. we can do the New Yorker, but you gotta pitch me a bed for it. Cause I'm not gonna hang him out to dry. You gotta tell me the audio that goes under it.
Just like street noise, you know, honking.
That's probably on YouTube, right?
I assume so.
Atmospheric city noise.
Yeah, New York Street Sounds.
Come on, it's a Bruce Day Tuesday, episode number 676, so what do you want? It's Sam Ginsberg.
Why did you throw to me? I'm not the host. It's a... Oh! Gabagool, it's Tyler Dryblad!
I gotta know the fucking host over here. I guess it's Tyler Dryblad.
He's only been hosting the show for a goddamn decade or whatever.
Sorry, some of us have only done this 154 times.
This was a terrible time for Tyler to freeze.
Did he really freeze? Oh my god, that's crazy. Okay, well then. Well then, I apologize. You were right to throw to me. I'll host. I'll host.
The guy with the working internet over here.
I fully missed last week's episode because my internet bombed out for an entire hour. But I'm here. Boris is here. Tyler probably will be here. Tyler's back. Fuck yeah. Okay, I'll shut up.
I'm so mad I missed that intro. It sounded so good. I heard the first 2.5 words. I was so psyched. But yeah, the internet is just, it's a garbage town. It's garbage town recently. But I'm sure that intro was great. And Boris, our guest, is obviously great. And maybe he has a great beer. Boris, what you got there?
Good question. I've got Trillium Brewing Company's Summer Ale. 4.5% ABV. Looking for any like tasting notes. Don't see much. There's a nice little picture of a dandelion on the can. The Trillium, I think of as like it's a kind of a quintessential, like, people in Boston fucking love Trillium. I think of them as a place that has 100 beers on their menu. 98 of them are like double dry hopped IPAs. and so I'm mostly just excited to have found something that's not an IPA from them. But I got a beer the other day from them that's was a, quote, Kolsch-inspired ale, and it was the hoppiest shit I've ever had. I don't know what was Kolsch about it, but it was like, it would have easily been like a double IPA. So I'm hoping this one is...
I'm a big fan of Kolsch erasure. So I like the idea that maybe let's pretend Kolsch has never existed.
Fucking bait and switching all the Kolsch lovers out there.
Yeah, let's rewrite history and Kolsch has never fucking existed.
Wow, that is harsh, man. What have Kolsch has done to you?
Tastes like shit all the time?
They're just like... They just don't... They're nice. They're light. They're breezy. Come on.
Hey, Gabagool! I'm just like, the best Kolsch I've ever had, I would rather just like have water out of a water fountain, like a public water fountain.
Wow. Man, I don't think that's quite a take. Listener, I'll let you be the judge of that one. Anyways.
Hi, Tim.
Had a nice sip of this one. It's good. It's nice and light. It's not aggressively hoppy, which is nice. It's got a bit of like, I think I'm getting some lemon peel or like some nice citrusy, kind of light lemony something out of it. But yeah, overall, nice body, nice amber color, and I'm going to enjoy it, I think.
Noise.
That'll show them.
I have. Yeah, got them. From, I think this is a collaboration. It says First State Brewing on here, but then it also has New Ridge Brewing down in the corner. So I think it's a collab between First State and New Ridge. It's Cosmic Justice Mexican Style Lager. Woohoo! 5.5% ABV, just rolling right down the middle. Very clear, straw colored, medium head, different size bubbles. Very malty up in that nose. Yeah. Pretty boring.
Do you mean to tell me that a Mexican lager doesn't have that much going on?
Yeah. I will
imagine me flabbergasted.
Okay, yeah, so would you say Mexican lager right up there with the Kolsch tastes like shit? Or would you just say they don't have like that much aggressive flavor, and it's sometimes it can be
no, they're
nice,
boring. I don't think they taste like shit. I think they're boring.
I believe you said Kolsch's taste like shit a minute ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I prefer a Mexican lager to a Kolsch.
Wow. All
right then. That's fair.
The nicest thing I've ever said about a Mexican lager.
Or a Kolsch.
I do think this has kind of a weird overly breadiness to it that I wasn't expecting. So I don't love that. But, I mean, it's mostly just boring. Mostly just boring. How about you, Sam?
Okay, what if we had a beer that was worth talking about? That's a great idea, Samuel. This is Transient Artisan Ale Presents Only I Didn't Say Fudge Imperial Cream Stout. That's right. It's 93 degrees outside, and I have an Imperial Cream Stout.
Milk was a bad choice.
Wow.
11% ABV. This is the absolutely title. This is the Milk is a Bad Choice of beers. Oh,
what a tough guy.
Great, though. Holy shit.
What a tough guy.
I, like, don't want to drink it because it smells so good. Yeah, man. I mean, it's a little heavy-handed with the malt, but it's being an Imperial Cream Ale, so it has to. I feel like with the Cream Ale, I would want something lighter than this. It's very heavy. Like, it feels like they made a stout and called it a Cream Ale. So they'll be debited some points for that, but it's really tasty. It's so deeply out of season, but I bought this 8 months ago, so that's not their fault.
Aging like fine wine.
It's really good. I love this.
Well, good.
I like the implication that we did think maybe it was their fault. So thank you for exonerating them from selling you a cream stout in July, I guess.
I think honestly, the issue there, Boris, is that we talk so much shit about so many beers that anytime it's not the beer's fault, I feel the need to
you gotta point
explicitly
that out.
Say that, because we're a tad rude. We're rude and we're crude and we're really
rude
dudes.
Boys.
That's kind of the there's a whole vibe with the show.
That's true.
Rude, crude dudes. Well, good. I'm glad you like it. Something I don't really like or understand comes to us from TheGuardian.com. Drenched by beer, England fans go wild for the World Cup pint toss celebration. You may have known that it's been the World Cup recently. Did you guys know that?
Yeah, my dad won't stop talking to me about it, and I have to keep telling him I don't care about soccer.
I actually kind of like the World Cup, like, every 4 years, but this year I'm finding it hard to enjoy because of all, like, the America 250 nonsense. This is another aspect that I'm finding hard to enjoy. I guess England fans have been celebrating goals by just tossing their beers up in the air, and then everybody gets soaked.
Just, like, yeeting them to the sky?
Yeah.
I love that. I love England. Okay. You do you. No, I mean, it's, like, stupid and wasteful, but, like, I don't know. A lot of the stuff with international, I'll say, football.
Yeah, thank
you. Like, there's a history of, like, throwing bananas at African players and, like, that type of shit. So, like, when you put it on that scale, throwing beer in the air, like, you know what I love about that? It's not bigoted. It's just stupid and wasteful. Like,
that's the
grading on that curve, I'm like, hell yeah, man, do that.
I guess. Boris, how about you?
I don't know. I'm torn because, like, yeah, it's a fun little celebration. And at the end of the day, it's harmless, which I think is what Sam is kind of getting at. And, like,
right.
Also, man, if I were there and I wasn't an England fan, I'd be fucking pissed if I was just getting
covered in beer. That's where I'm coming from. That's where I'm coming from.
If you just had a bunch of 3-5 raining down on you.
Or, like, yeah. And I guess this is in the UK, so it's probably not the same, but, like, what if you were just, like, a casual, like, stopping in at the bar, and all of a sudden you're just getting absolutely splattered by beverage? I would not be
I think this is reserved for the live events. I don't think they're doing
Yeah, so I thought this was it at the stadium. That was my understanding. Yeah, I think this is at the stadium. Is that incorrect?
It's not necessarily at the stadium. It says right at the top, outdoor fan parks. So that's not the stadium.
Those that I think is different because you're going to hit randos. You're going to hit, like, kids and dogs.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay. It does say large crowds amass under a giant screen to sing and shout, blah, blah, blah.
If it's like, you know, the booster, like, watch party or whatever, you know, for, like, the people who are the, like, active fans, then fine. Like, it's going to be rowdy. I get it. But if you're just, like, at a park and you're like, oh, cool, I'll, like, stop for a minute and you get absolutely housed, I would not be thrilled.
I incorrectly assumed that this was, like,
in the stadium or whatever. They're also doing it at the stadium, which I would be annoyed at.
That's different because, like, especially if you know that this is a thing that happens, fucking bring an umbrella or whatever.
Is they have, like, umbrellas over them.
Or so embrace it.
To the World Cup. You should have brought an umbrella, but you're here already and it's too late.
Yeah, I just imagine, like, especially if it's like, oh, I want to bring my kid and, like, then you're stuck in the parking lot for, like, 3 hours after the game trying to get out. You're just sitting in your car, like, covered in beer. Ugh.
Stinky.
But I don't know. Yeah, like, it is fun. And I, you know, the curmudgeon in me is like, man, those are probably, like, $30 warm Bud Lights that they're chucking in the air.
Yeah,
they waited, like, 20
but
minutes.
Paid for them. Like,
but right. They paid for them. You know, Bud Light isn't local economy, I guess.
Yeah.
I do hate this a little bit now that I've kind of thought of it from this other context, but I don't hate it that much.
Yeah, in the grand scheme of things, it's, like, kind of fun. Whatever, sure. Have your fun, England.
I think it has to be for, like, clubs. You have to be like, you know, this is like the real fan watch party, and beware, you are going to get drenched. Otherwise, I'm not into it. If it's a surprise drenching.
To totally communicate it. Communicate it. Like, that's what it comes down to.
You're in the splash zone.
Because if you're told you're in the splash zone and you get splashed, that's whatever. But if you're 9 years old and you get splashed because you weren't informed.
Why do I smell like daddy?
Oh, boy. you made it too real. Let's move on. What's next?
Oh, now I'm sad.
What your kids say to you every night, Sam? Daddy's got his loopy smell on again.
When you brush my teeth, it smells like mint. But when you brush your teeth, it smells like we're at Hop House. Shut up, child. I say. I'm always saying shut up, child. It's kind of my catchphrase around these parts. Shut up, child.
Oh, shit. One just appeared.
You ran upstairs. Yeah, dude, you spooked me big time. Do you want to say hi to the mic?
Hello.
What's up, Bones?
I want to chill out with you.
You want to chill out with me? Hold on, let me.
Turn this into an interview? I have some questions for the new guest.
There's another GD. There we go.
Headphones.
Let me get the other cans for her.
Bones.
Oh, is she going to be on air? Let's go.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear my friends?
Yes.
All right.
You did a good job spooking him.
Yeah, you really spooked him.
You spooked
him.
Me so hard, dude. Good job.
I have a question. So
yeah, I have a question. What is your favorite type of pizza?
Cheese pizza.
Cheese pizza. That's a good one. We love a classic.
I also love pepperoni.
You also love pepperoni? Yeah.
Boris, good. You'll appreciate this. They just opened an Ian's in Verona.
Is that the Minnesota thing? Pizza joint?
It's a fucking Madison thing, dude. I thought you'd know.
Probably.
Like, that used to be downtown food, but now it's... I'll tell you later.
What's your favorite food?
Ice cream.
That's a fucking good answer.
Can I tell you why? Because you can turn it into ice cream for ice cream.
What are your three favorite ice cream flavors?
Mint chocolate chip, and vanilla.
Whoa.
Wow. You didn't even hesitate.
You're subtracting things each time.
Yeah. That's cool.
And now...
I want mint chocolate chip. Hold the mint. Hold the chocolate chips.
We've talked about cussing. Who are you allowed to cuss with?
You.
Well, you're also allowed to cuss with Uncle Boris and Uncle Dip. Do you want to cuss into the mic for me?
Mm-hmm.
No? Okay.
No. That's good. Don't get it on record. Don't let him get you on record. This is narc behavior, Margo. You need to learn that. Sam's like, lean into the wire and commit a crime for me.
You don't want to scream into the mic.
That's a good point. Yeah, you got to check the levels.
No, and you know what's wild is that dude's name is Mike.
Wow.
Wow, blowing your total mind, dude. Alright.
Did you know that when Pompeii went off, there was a place called Herculaneum that also got hit, and their brains turned to steam and blew out the back of their skulls?
Daddy, it was the little bear.
Who is the little bear? Are you talking about Tyler? Do you think maybe you should go back upstairs and go find mom?
Mm-hmm.
Say bye-bye.
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 Who's that ratty little bear cub?
Go ahead.
That was a hell of a fun fact, Tyler.
It's crazy, isn't it?
You really just dropped that on her, huh?
She doesn't seem to be bothered at all.
She was entirely unfazed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Man, she doesn't get it. Fully just not getting it. But that's okay.
That's fine.
Yeah. She's five.
Isn't that wild, though? Straight up, their brains vaporized, and the pressure of the steam brain blew their skulls out the back.
And so, like, anthropologists or archaeologists or whatever are just like, we got nothing. We got nothing. Their skulls got exploded. So we don't know what to do with this.
Terminator didn't go back in time and blow their heads off. How do they know?
They were looking at it and they were like, this is weird because it looks like they got shot, but like from inside their own brains. And then
like, this is not consistent with the other Terminator like behavior.
Exactly. That's not how the Terminators do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
Yep.
Well, okay. Boris, send us somewhere. Tyler, shut the fuck up.
I got two pieces of content for you. One is beer related and one is not beer related. Which one would you like?
Both, please.
All right, we'll start with beer related. Let me paint you a word picture, a word scene. So a couple weeks ago, my mother-in-law comes to hang out with Ellie every Thursday or something like that, and so she comes over and nobody really feels like cooking, so she wants to go out, and she wants to go out to this specific place for dinner, which is like, it's walkable to our house, and that's probably the best thing I can say about it. It's just like not that good. It's never been terrible, and like I kind of know at this point because I've been there a few times, like certain things, like the burger is fine. We actually have a decent bar, but like a lot of the food's not great. Anyways, whatever. So I go, and we all go, and they don't usually have beer on tap. On the menu, it says, like, ask our server for, you know, whatever's on draft, and I always ask, but they always go, oh, the taps are broken. We have a few things in, like, bottles and cans. So sure, fine.
The taps are broken is such a weird way to play that. Just say no.
Like, I don't know. They've been saying it's broken or, like, it's not right now for a long time, basically. So I go, and they have, like, a tap list out, and the taps are, like, not broken. Like, they have a little draft list. I don't know what inspires me to, like, ask again, but I do. And they're like, oh, you know, we have, you know, these three things on tap, whatever. So I pick one, and they bring me a beer, and I kind of look at it, and it's got, like, some bits floating around in it. And then the, like, head settles down, and there's a chunk, like, you know, an inch in diameter just of, like, goop. Like, just, like, I didn't look at it too hard to, like, discern exactly what it is, but I'm 80% sure it was just, like, mold from the tap line, basically.
Yeah.
And so I, like, fished it out with my fork and, like, put it on a little plate and, like, sent it, you know, the waitress came back, and I was like, hey, I found this in my beer, and she was just like, oh, gross, weird. And she, like, took it, and I, like, ordered something in a bottle instead.
Yeah.
And so Ruth watches... I'm, like, facing away from most of the restaurant, so Ruth watches her bring it back and, like, show it to some guy who we presume is, like, the manager, and he just, like, looks at it and, like, shrugs and then walks away.
Jesus Christ.
So they got me a bottle, a beer in a bottle, and then the rest of our meal was, like, unusually terrible. Like, the burger was completely overcooked and, like, a bunch of other weird shit.
Like, they were retaliating, you think?
I think it was just, like... I don't know, because usually I'm, like, I've never been, like, thrilled with this place, but it's been fine, and it was, like, much below fine. They didn't give me any free drinks or anything, which I feel like they should for, you know, finding mold in my beer.
Yeah,
for something that would probably fail a health inspection. Yeah, and so we, like, left, and I was like, wow, I'm never going back there. But, you know, should I have made more of a stink to get free drinks and or dinner?
I would have. So I wouldn't say you should have to like, achieve anything, but maybe... like, for the public good.
To save the, like, next person? Ooh, maybe I should...
Sorry if I'm being, like, an altruism cuck for a second, but, like...
Yeah, look at Sam thinking of other people.
Sam is telling you that you should save the next person. He wouldn't say a goddamn word. Sam would have drank that oyster, no problem.
I think I was really just, like, waiting...
I would have dropped an upper decker to just... like show him who's boss.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Mr. Passive Aggressive.
I always got one in the chamber.
Boris, just for this purpose. I do think they should have comped you. I think you're correct that they should have done that.
At least a replacement beer, I think, should have been.
I agree. But
taken
like,
off the
bill. I wouldn't have. I'd be like, I just want to get the fuck out of here, you know?
That was really, by the end of the meal, I was like, all right, I have learned never to come back to this place.
Yeah.
And I've learned why it's never that busy in here.
But they haven't learned the lesson.
No.
They have not.
And if you take a shit, if you take a shit somewhere a shit doesn't usually go, maybe now they've learned a lesson.
Mm, yeah, they'll probably be like, shit, I should clean my tap lines while I've got the plumber here.
Dealing with those. This poop up in this top part of the toilet reminds me of all the mold I have in my lines. I got to take care of that.
I knew I was forgetting something.
Yeah.
I have to get right with God because of how stanky this be.
I think, Boris, you would have been within your rights to have made a bigger issue of it, but I think I would have done the exact same thing that you did.
Yeah, just get out. It was also like the waitress's like first or second night. Like she told us she was like still figuring things out and training, and so I wasn't going to like yell at her about it. Obviously, it wasn't her fault. Although, you know, she could have looked at the beer she was giving me before bringing it over.
Yeah, that's...
I'm like, obviously, it's not her fault, but now that I think about it, maybe...
Maybe she moved in there. I don't know.
It's her fault, like, the eighth most.
Right.
That's not where to... That's not where you point your ire.
That's fair.
Becca and I... Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, or it's like a, you know, a mob front situation that they just like have this restaurant. They don't give a shit how it does.
Tyler, do you want to do your thing about Gabagool? You love yelling about Gabagool and whatnot.
Gabagool? With the mob, you mean?
Yeah.
No, that's okay. That's as we say.
But Becca and I, we had to go back to her hometown, I think for like her grandfather's funeral or something like that. And we went and got food, and like the waitress brought it out to us and then was talking to the other waitress about how she has like this weird like scalp infection and like how she should feel like the boils on her head, and we're like, oh cool, that's awesome, thank you for bringing our food and then talking
feel
about
my
it right
boils.
Next to us. Yeah, she was like,
and then not washing her hands, I'm
that?
Gonna guess.
Yeah, it was deeply unpleasant. That's kind of, Boris, what your experience reminded me of.
That's just so like a Hallmark movie where the guy from the city has to go back to the country that he was like the little town he was born in. And that's very funny. That's like comical.
We had a Christmas tree factory and no one ever got sick, and don't question it.
Yeah. Weird stuff. What else was going on with you? You had something else going on?
Yeah. My non-beer content. So about 2 minutes before hopping on, I finished installing a locking doorknob on my kid's door because she has taken to, you know, eventually kids start to climb out of their crib, so you got to give them a real bed so they don't try to just dive out of their crib at night.
Then you just put down like those glass spike traps that rental car facilities have, so that if they fall down. That, now you're learning your lesson.
Yeah, you're making it like a one-way, they can't get out, yeah. So for like a month, she was just really chill with this new big girl bed. She was happy to just like go to bed when we told her, and then for the past week, she has just been like, wait a minute, I can just get out of bed. So I just finished installing a doorknob that locks from the outside on my kid's bedroom. Am I fucking my kid up for life?
Depends how long you leave it there.
I would say there's a 7% chance that that's the first chapter of her memoir about her abusive parents.
I'll take those odds.
Yeah, that's not terrible.
It's not a big number, but just like be ready for it.
Yeah.
It totally depends. Like, if it's still like that at like 14, you fucked up. You fucked up.
All right, good. So I've got a couple years to make up for this.
A couple, I would say.
I saved the old doorknob that just, like, it's the same thing, it just doesn't lock. And then I was thinking about, like, am I ever actually going to replace this? And then I was like, yeah, because, like, at some point you might want a door that doesn't, that we can't just lock her in.
At some point, she'll be like, what the fuck?
Well, so, and if it makes you feel, like, any better, I just got a text from Emily, like, 15 seconds ago that says, I'm going to throw your daughter out the window. I don't even know which of my daughters she's talking about, but also, I agree.
Yeah, she would be well within her rights.
I have questions about what prompted this. So she was like, she's just like wandering around the house? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, so basically she'll just come out of her room and be like, I'm not tired, what are you guys doing? Oh, you're watching soccer? I want to watch soccer with you. Or like, the other day I got out of the shower at like 10:30 at night. I look over and I see her feet, because she is sitting, she has gotten out of bed, taken off her pajamas, taken off her diaper, and is sitting on the toilet.
Yeah.
Just like being happy, just being like, hey, I, you know, I'm over here. My kid is not potty trained. Like, we're starting to, like, you know, sit on the toilet for a little while just to, like, get used to it. So she just thought it was a fun place to go hang out for
a
while.
That's pretty funny. I kind of remember doing that, like, as a child. Like, I remember, like, one time I woke up and I was like, oh, you know what? I think dinosaurs were probably all gray. My parents need to hear this. I like went downstairs and told them, and they're like, okay, you got to go back to bed now.
Yeah, totally. Kids think weird shit is very important.
So I kind of empathize with her. You know what? Free your daughter. I'm going to come over there and smash that lock off.
Oh, no. Just don't give her like a safety pin or something that she can use to push.
Don't give her one of the two lockpicking kits I have. Should I not do that?
I'm mostly just trying to make sure they're always afraid of me.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm like, this won't be a problem for their brains later, right? I'll just make sure they're always afraid of me.
I would say it's
unpredictable as possible.
It's definitely not 7% chance for you, Sam. I'll say that.
Ooh.
Dealer's choice.
Speaking of stuff that is things, should I talk about my stuff that is things?
Yeah, Boris. Wow. Boris should do two contents, and then you do one right off the bat. No, you psychopath. You've been taking advantage of my easygoing nature the last several episodes. We're going back to content.
Oh, discipline. Tyler is here.
Okay, so cool. That's right. I'll pretend to listen when you talk about this next article. Sounds good.
I'm bad dad now. This one's also about the World Cup from nypost.com. Fan collects beer from all 48 countries in World Cup and cracks one open each time they lose. I like this. I think this is fun. Gus Hulley, he's from England, and he spent most of last year collecting beers from all 48 countries competing in the World Cup. And it might be, you might think, oh, well, you know, that's not such a big deal. But he had to get, like, Iraq and, like, Qatar and, like, Saudi Arabia, which is kind of, I don't know, I think...
Yeah, the Muslim nations are going to be tougher, I would think.
For sure. You got to get...
Did we lose Tyler? From
Curacao? I don't know, he just looks kind of like he forgot about us for a second.
Or he's just ignoring us because he's too cool.
I'm sorry, what?
He's back. Great.
Yeah, I just think, I don't know, it seems like kind of a fun, like, goal to set yourself. You know, it's more than just, like, going down to the supermarket. You had to, like, trade with a bunch of people and, like, coordinate.
Yeah, totally. Especially because it's the first year of 48 entrants.
Right. Right.
So now maybe I don't want to put it on him, but maybe he's like starting a tradition here.
I agree. I think this is very cool. I'm trying to zoom in on this picture to see what he chose for each country. Is there a better list down here?
No, it doesn't list all of them. He talks about a couple of them, like the Saudi Arabian beer is Mossy, M-O-U-S-S-Y. Fizzin is the one from Qatar.
Man, now I'm like, kind of just like, maybe my bit for next cup in 4 years will be, okay, I bought 48 different Belgian beers, and every time somebody loses, I'll drink a different Belgian beer because they're better.
There you go.
Yeah, I really need the I need the full list here. It's kind of a crime that we printed this article without considering us.
That's true. That's true. If you scroll down, there is a picture where you can see some of them pretty well.
Yeah, I'm looking at his little array. It looks like he chose PBR for his American beer.
Incredible.
I don't hate that. I don't hate that pick, honestly.
I mean, okay, so I think he at least kept it level by choosing Labatt Blue for Canada.
I think probably he's a cheapskate, and that's allowed.
Yeah.
There's, I mean,
Modelo. I'm seeing Modelo. I'm seeing,
Modelo for Mexico?
Modelo Negro, specifically. I don't know. Feels important to say.
Yeah, these all look, and if you scroll down, like I said, you can see he chose, like, several pills. There is a sour, a berry sour, though. I don't know where he got that from.
Belgium, maybe?
I don't know. But, you know what? Good for this guy. I think this is a fun idea. I'm glad he thought of it. I don't really think I'll do it because I don't watch football that much, and it seems like a lot of work, but it's a cool thing that I like. So good job, buddy.
Good job, buddy. I appreciate the commitment to the bit because I think this is a thing that I would think of and get, like, 3 to 4 beers from, like, the easiest countries and then be like, wait, I got to get a beer from Qatar? Like, fuck that.
I think, yeah, I'd show up at my grocery store and be like, oh, huh, they don't have any Moroccan beer?
You got to admire the follow-through, really, that he's, like, right. He's trading beers with collectors out here.
Yeah.
I do
think it's a little easier in Europe. I do think it's a little easier in Europe because, like, you're like, oh, I gotta get, a French beer. I'll just literally go in the channel and pick one up. You know, not a huge
issue. Yeah, you got to imagine.
But again, that's not to denigrate his effort. I think it's
right.
I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think this is just impressive follow through. Right. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear you guys don't like the World Cup. I think it's pretty cool. I think this is fun.
I do. I typically like the World Cup. I'm usually a Germany fan, and like I said, I get into it like usually about every 4 years. But this year, like, being in the U.S. and, like, so close to all the America 250 stuff, I was just kind of out, you know?
Yeah, that's fair. I think the U.S. team definitely got a little, like, overhyped, I think, for what it was. And also, it was very amusing that, like, the star player on the U.S. team was a birthright citizen. Like, he was born in the U.S., because his mother traveled here when she was pregnant and couldn't leave and spent like 2 weeks here total. There's some goofy stuff out there, but
like Trump like lobbying for his red card to be overturned. You know, the whole thing is just like sour.
Oh, that totally cursed them. They
Trump's
got the stink because he also the one Knicks game, the one finals NBA finals game he went to is the one that the Knicks lost.
That's funny.
I think his political opponents in the future need to ask him why he makes good teams lose.
Yo, man, you know what? We haven't even talked about Lindsey Graham being dead.
We haven't. I remember I woke up this morning and was like, at some point, I looked at the Boston Globe, and I was like, "Oh, that's like not the senator I thought I would be seeing
about
today."
Yeah,
I was really hoping we'd get a
huge sigh of relief, breathing a huge sigh.
There's
relief.
Still a few hours to get a twofer.
It is, you know, rule of threes. You never know.
Oh,
right.
Stop, Tyler.
I know. Yeah, but yeah, I woke up and I was like, "Today's gonna be a good day."
Oh yeah. His little obituary or what do you call it? Tribute, whatever, eulogy, was very funny in the Boston Globe paper. Cause it was like, he had like an interesting relationship with Trump. You know, it's like whenever Trump was in power, he would suck up to him. But whenever Trump was not in power, he would like, speak out against him. And
so like known coward I guess is how I would frame that.
He had an evolving relationship.
With honesty. Yeah,
fuck off.
Yeah, I made the mistake of checking in on what the conservative subreddit had to say about it. And it was all like, can you believe the liberals are happy he's dead?
Yeah.
And I was like,
yes. Yeah.
But like, come on, guys. You know that anytime anyone liberal dies, you're going to throw a party. Like, you guys must know that.
Yeah, man. Look, it's a competition, and I want to win.
I just want to put numbers on the board.
Numbers on the board.
Yeah. He died. Did you hear how he died?
All I heard was a brief and sudden illness, which seems quite suspect. Yeah, they were very vague
about it.
Aortic dissection, which means his aorta literally tore itself apart. Like, it burst metal. And he bled out. Yeah. That's rad.
Like they did in Pompeii.
Basically, so what I was reading is that your arteries, like, harden over, or if you have some conditions, they can, like, harden, and the pressure gets too much, and it just, like, blows out, like, the hard part, because it's not malleable enough to take the pressure anymore. And it just, like, erupted out of his aorta, and he fucking bled to death on the inside. It's so, so awesome. I hope it hurt very badly.
So his circulatory system said, grip it and rip it.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Wow.
Just a crazy way to go. Sam, what nonsense did you want to talk about now?
What, you want my book?
Yeah, beer hacks.
Yeah, hit us with beer hacks.
Let's get into the beer hacks. This is number 23 out of 100, so, oh boy, we're getting there. We'll get through it together, bud. Oh, you're about to be so mad at me. So, we're getting into the storage chapter.
Okay.
What would you guess would be the top rated tip for beer storage?
Keep it in your fridge.
Oh, I was going to say something like how to cool down beer really quickly. Like
we already did that one. Hack.
Boris, that was 2.5 months of bullshit.
Yeah, I think I was on for like one or two of those. All right, beer storage.
Probably.
Store your beer upside down. Because that sounds like a beer hack. I don't know.
Boris, you're kind of weirdly a little close.
Let's go. I could write this fucking book.
Number 23, beer cans and bottles should be always stored upright. This simple hack will keep your beers delicious for as long as possible. And it's
this
really
book,
just, like, don't
always
lie them down. Make sure they're upright. And I can read you more words about that, but I'll just get yelled at, so I'm not going to do that.
Do you think the author had, like,
low?
Six still below that. And then they were like, shit, I got to write a whole book. I got to fill, like, 90 more pages.
It's like, number one, you should store liquid in a vessel. This will make sure your beer isn't all over the floor.
A vessel? Oh, beans!
Oh,
I actually like to hang my beer from the ceiling, like in an old school deli, like a big side of
like a hawk of something.
Yeah, like a nice slice of cappuccino.
Gabagool.
You know. Yeah, and then sometimes when I get hungry, when I get a little peckish, I come over and I just slice a nice thin piece off.
Beer?
Of my beer, yeah.
Yeah, so I think the next few of these are going to make you exactly the same amount of mad.
I'm pretty mad, gotta be honest.
Enjoy.
Store them upright. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
Actually, I looked ahead, and you're gonna get so mad at the next one. I just remember what the next one is. You're gonna get so mad. It's gonna be really funny for me.
Well, we've got one more article to do here. It's from, VinePair.com, Costco to discontinue co-branded Kirkland beers, ending partnership with Deschutes. Too bad. Costco and Deschutes partnered up 2 years ago. I think we said this, to do a line of Kirkland branded beers.
Was that only 2 years ago? That feels like it was 10 years ago. Am I crazy? Time flies,
buddy. I don't know. It people liked it. It got it won some awards, and apparently, you know, sales weren't terrible. But they're discontinuing it, and once basically the stock that has already been made is done, then it's done.
I don't think I ever got these, unfortunately.
Me neither. I don't know. I know people 13. Like their. I know people like their 14. Kirkland. I have some fond feelings for Deschutes, and it seemed like, you know, a partnership with a major brand mm-hmm. like Kirkland would have been good for them. So that's a little sad. But that's about all I got on this.
$14 for a decent 12-pack is not a bad deal, yeah. I will say.
I think that was the whole bit, was affordability, and I kind of don't understand why.
I don't know.
Why they walked any of this back. Like, it kind of felt like it was a everybody wins situation.
Yeah.
And certainly somebody wasn't getting theirs financially, but it seemed all good.
Yeah, it doesn't really say why it happened, to be honest. Like, there's the VP Pro take, which is the Vine Pair Pro take, and it's just, like, saying exactly what you said, Sam, which is like, this seems really weird. You would have thought that everybody was having a good time. So.
It was probably Boris's fault. Should we just blame Boris and move on?
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm the one out here standing a nice light beer while the rest of you snobs are like, it's not an 11% stout in the middle of the summer.
That's true. I'm always saying that.
I feel like your kind used to get burnt at the stake. Should we go back to burning you at the stake?
I mean, I'd prefer you didn't, but, you know.
I don't think they burned male witches. I think they crushed them to death.
Oh, sorry. Ooh. I don't see gender. I just meant.
That's fair. I'm suddenly interested. Hang on.
There's one dude, and he was badass. They I can't remember his name, unfortunately, but they were like piling stones on him to like it's one of those forms where it's like you confess or you die, and if you die, you were guilty anyway. And he just kept saying more weight, which is pretty fucking cool. Like,
yeah,
just like, fuck
give
you
it
guys.
To me.
Yeah. I think that's a badass way to go out.
If you're gonna get killed for no reason, you might as well aura farm.
Honestly, yeah. Yeah. And on those happy notes, the exploding brains, the male witch is getting crushed to death, Deschutes no longer having a source of income, shall we rate these beers?
Sure thing.
Wonderful. Yes. Boris, how was your extremely middle-of-the-road beer?
Great question. I had Trillium Brewing Company's Summer Ale, a 4.5% ABV beer, and I did find a little description. It's in tiny, tiny font on the can. Look at that.
Oh, shit.
ale with orange, pink peppercorn, and black tea, it says.
Did you get any of that?
No, I think I landed on, like, lemon peel and spices, so, like...
Right. It feels a little fancy.
I'm going to give myself a little bit of credit here because, fucking who had pink peppercorn and black tea on their tasting menu?
I will give you spices. I think that's, you know what, that's fair.
Now that they say it, I'm like, oh, that is what that weird taste I've been trying to pin down is like tea, because tea's not like a super strong flavor, but it is like there. Yeah, I don't know. I think about this like all Trillium beers where I'm like, you guys just went a little too hard here. You didn't need to go so hard. Like, I don't, at the end of the day, this is like fine, but I'd honestly just rather have like a Modelo or something. Like if I'm going to have a light beer, I'd rather just have a nice light summer beer. Like keep it clean and crisp, maybe a nice Kolsch, for those of you, listening at home.
So fresh and so clean.
So fresh and exactly. Yeah, I don't know. Like, but the first sip, I was like, "Oh, this is kind of interesting." But then after you know most of 16 ounces, I'm like, "I'm kind of over it." Kind of like a Radler. Like sometimes a small amount of a nice crisp fruity beer is nice, and then after a while you're like, this is just too much. I'm gonna give it I'll give it a 4.5. I'll give it the ABV, because I just think it's not for me. And I don't know, I'll recommend it to if you want to be all hoity-toity about your nice light summer beers, maybe this one's for you.
Like, right in the same boat with you. I had First State and New Ridges collab Cosmic Justice Mexican style lager, 5.5%. And it was, I mean, you know, you've had a Mexican lager before, but this had a, like I said, kind of a weird, overly bready kind of mid taste that I didn't love. So I think I will also give it a 4.5. Like, this wasn't disgusting. I could have this, but there was a taste in there that wasn't quite for me. And if I wanted a Mexican-style lager, I could get it for cheaper than this anyway. So, I don't know. Yeah, if you're like a fancy man and you must have all things fancy, then I guess you could have this beer. Samuel?
Well, as a fancy man who loves fancy shit all the time, I had only, I didn't say fudge, a beer that is kind of just kitchen sinking a little bit, just like being like, what do you guys feel about flavors? Here's a dozen flavors. And it's like flavors are cool, but like, what do you think about making something coherent or interesting? Right. No. The flavors. We made the flavors. Right. And like, it's not that bad at being flavors, but just being flavors is not sufficient for being good. So we'll give it a...
like orange, pink peppercorn, and black tea, say. Just three random flavors that do not go together.
Listen, man, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, but you're speaking my language.
All right.
I'll give this like a 4.5, and it's kind of whatever.
Cool, man.
Cool, man.
All right. Well, Boris, I truly cannot wait to hear your intro to this episode. Thank you for doing that.
Oh, you're going to enjoy it. I'm excited to listen again to hear the moment where Sam gets the shit scared out of him.
Yeah. Like, that was not a bit. You guys saw her before I saw her. And you guys seemed spooked, so funny. And I was like, why are they so spooked? And then I got mad spooked.
You were in the so middle funny. Of talking shit about your kids, so I thought you knew she was there.
Came right into frame. It was so funny.
I thought you were doing a bit. Oh, I'm excited to see it. I'm sad we didn't... I don't think we have a full video.
Oh, I wish we did.
No, we don't do that shit. Nobody pays nobody like that. But
it would be worth our first web series. I think, honestly, just capture those frames.
Yes, Samuel, thank you for providing us such joy in that
for shitting my pants.
Yeah, exactly. Oh boy. All right. Well, listener, if you want to know, if you want to let us know about the time a tiny person scared you, you can email us at BrewsDayTuesdayPodcast@gmail.com. You can comment on links at BrewsDayTuesday.com, or you can blue sky us at BrewsDayTuesday. Don't let the vibes keep you down. We'll see you next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. Here comes a shot. Lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. This one's on me. Fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better.
Good goofs today.
Such good goofs.
Well goofed.
It's very cute that your daughter walks down and is like, I just want to hang.
Yeah, that was nice.
She just wanted to hang.
Just wants to hang.
Enjoy these moments, they grow up so fast.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Fuck you, fuck you guys. Fuck you guys. See you later.
Fuck you, boys. All right, bye.
Fuck you, guys.